It's always good to be with you folks here.
每次都很高兴能够在这里跟大家在一起。
Well, this is the first time this year.
这是今年的第一次。
And you have already had two New Years.
你们已经过了两个新年。
And so it's always a joy to come here.
所以每次来这里都是我很开心的事。
This morning I want to talk to you about the most important thing in our lives.
今天我要跟你们讲我们生命当中最重要的事。
I'm going to be talking about loving God.
我要讲爱神。
Human relationships are important to us.
人际关系是很重要的。
But there's one relationship that is bigger than everything else.
但是有一个关系比什么都大。
And that's our relationship with God.
那就是我们与神的关系。
And specifically, our relationship to Jesus Christ.
特别呢是我们和耶稣基督的关系。
At the beginning of the year, I had opportunity to meet with my brother-in-law.
在今年开始的时候，我有机会呢就跟我的妹夫在一起。
And I asked him, when you go to church, what kind of a message do you feel is very helpful to you?
我问他，当你到教会去的时候，你认为什么样的信息对你是最有帮助的？
And he said, any message that talks about my love relationship to God.
他说，任何有关我和神的爱的关系的信息。
So this morning I want to talk about how we can rekindle our love for Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上呢，我要讲怎么样能够复燃我们和耶稣基督之间的爱。
There is a proverb in Africa.
在非洲有一句箴言。
And it says, where there is no love, there is darkness.
他说哪里没有爱，哪里就是黑暗的。
Where there is no love, there is darkness.
在哪里没有爱。 那里就是黑暗的。
And I think we have experienced that in our whole life too.
我想在我们的生命当中，我们也有这样的经历。
Apart from God loving us and our acceptance of His love, we would still be in darkness.
如果没有神对我们的爱和接纳，我们就仍然在黑暗之中。
It's the love that we have toward God that shows that we have been brought from darkness into His marvelous light.
是我们对神的爱，使我们能够从黑暗中被迁入到光明中。
But you know, sometimes our love relationship with God grows dim.
但是呢，有的时候我们和神之间的关系呢，是慢慢的暗淡下来。
And it begins to fade out.
然后慢慢呢，就脱离开了。
And this is also true in our marriages, isn't it?
在我们的婚姻当中也是如此。
When you first met that wonderful girl or that wonderful man in your life, your heart was filled with great fire.
当你第一次看到那个很特别的男士或者是女士的时候，你的心中呢是有那一股火。
And you wondered, will that wonderful ever happen to me? Will it become real?
那你就说这样子的事情会不会成为真实的？
I remember when I was a young man growing up.
我记得当我年轻的时候。
I thought one time, maybe I'm not going to live long enough to get married.
我也是想到，也许我不会活到能够结婚的时候。
Maybe Jesus is going to come back before I get the chance to get married.
也许耶稣在我结婚以前他就来了。
But God has been good to me.
但是神对我很好。
My wife and I have been married for 59 years.
我和我的妻子已经结婚59年了。
But you know, that glow, that fire in our hearts was very, very strong at that time.
但是呢，在那个时候啊，我们心中的那股火是非常的热。
And then the day came when you both agreed to get married.
然后呢，那一天来到，就是你们决定要结婚。
And you had your honeymoon.
然后呢，你们就度蜜月。
Wow, there's a big fire in your heart.
那时候你心中有很大的一股火。
Do you remember that?
你们还记得吗？
Some of you look like I'm talking about something that never happened.
你们有人的表情好像是说这个是从来没有发生过。
Or maybe you have forgotten.
也许你忘了。
And now you've been married for maybe 20, 30 years.
也许现在你们结婚二十三十年。
And that fire slowly has died down.
那个火呢就慢慢的熄掉了。
But it needs to be rekindled.
所以呢这个火需要被再一次被点燃。
The same thing is true in our relationship with God.
在我们和神的关系里也是如此。
When you first accepted Christ, there was excitement.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候你是非常兴奋的。
You couldn't get enough.
你觉得都不够。
But over the years, maybe those things have grown a little...dimmer and weaker.
那么在一年一年下来呢，这些事就慢慢的暗淡了，慢慢的衰退了。
I remember some time ago, a young college student came to me and introduced me to his father.
我记得呢，有一次啊，有一个大学生来把他的父亲介绍给我。
And he said to me, he says, my father has just become a Christian.Maybe you can help him a little bit.
他就跟我说，我父亲刚刚接受耶稣基督，也许你可以帮他一点忙。
I said I'd be happy to.
我就说，我非常乐意。
So the first question I asked this father, I said, "Do you have a Bible at home?"
所以我问这个父亲第一个问题，就说你家里有圣经吗
？He said, "No, but I have a New Testament."
他说没有，但是我有一本新约。
I said, "That's all right."
我说这就行了。
I said, "When you come back next week to see me." I want to give you a little portion of scripture to read.
我说呢，你下个礼拜来见我以前呢，我要你看一段圣经。
I want you to read John chapter 3.
我要你看约翰福音第三章。
The story of Nicodemus.
就是尼哥底母的故事。
The story of how you can be born again.
就是你如何能重生的故事。
Where we also have John 3:16, the verse everybody knows, God so loved the world.
然后呢，这里也有约翰福音三章十六节，你们所熟悉的，神爱世人。
So he came back the next week.
所以呢，第二个星期他就回来了。
And the first thing he told me, I didn't do what you asked me to.
他的第一句话说，我没有照着你的话做。
And of course, I was a little disappointed.
那我当然呢就有点失望了。
I said, well, what did you do?
我就说，那你做了什么呢？
He said, well, I did not read John chapter 3. It didn't start there. I turned to the first chapter, Matthew chapter 1.
他说我没有从约翰福音第三章开始，那我就到马太福音第一章，从那里开始。
And I thought in my heart, oh, that's not a good place to start.
我心里就说，这个不是一个很好的开始的地方。
Why did I think that?
我为什么这么想呢？
Because that first chapter in Matthew is just a whole.Register of names.
因为马太福音第一章呢是有一大串的人名。
All the ancestors of Jesus.
就是耶稣基督的祖先。
And I thought once he starts getting into these names, it's like reading a telephone book.
我就想他读到这些名字就好像读一本电话簿。
And I looked at him and I said, how was it?
我就看着他，我说：“啊，那怎么回事呢
？”And he said, "It was wonderful."
他说：“好极了。
”I said, "Why?"
说为什么呢
？He says, "It showed me that God loved people, and He even wrote their names in His book."
他说啊，这就表现现说神爱世人，甚至把他们的名字都写下来。
I wish my name was written there too.
我但愿我的名字也给记在其中。
And he says, "But I kept on reading."
他说我就继续读下去了。
And I read and read.
我就一直读一直读。
And I finished the whole book of Matthew.
然后我就把马太福音的全本看完了。
In 1 week.
一个礼拜。
28 chapters.
28章。
He says, and I kept reading some more.
他说我又继续再读。
I read the book of Mark.
我读马可福音。
I read the book of Luke.
我读路加福音。
Then I read the whole Gospel of John.
然后呢，我又读了整本的约翰福音。
And then I read the book of Acts.
然后我又读了使徒行传。
He says, now I'm reading the book of Romans, and there's some things I don't understand.
他说我现在读罗马书，有些东西我不明白。
You know how many chapters he read?
你知道他一共读了多少章？
Over 100 chapters in 1 week.
在一个礼拜之中读了超过一百章。
Why did he do that?
他为什么这么做呢？
There was a fire in his heart.
因为他心中有一股火。
He loved Jesus.
他爱耶稣。
And it came out by his great love for the Word of God.
那么这就表现在他对神的话语的那股热望。
You know,This last Christmas we spent with our family up in the mountains.
上一个圣诞节我们一家人就在山上过的。
And it was very cold.
那里非常的冷。
We are living in Turlock now, where it's not cold. We have a nice, even heat all year long.
我们现在呢住在 Turlock 整年呢都是非常的温热的。
But when we went up the mountain over Christmas, it was very cold.
可是当我们去Arnold 那个山上的时候，那里很冷。
Now my son has a fireplace in his house.
那么我儿子家呢有一个壁炉。
And so I turned to him, I said to him,Will you please make a fire because your mother is cold?
我就跟我儿子说，你能不能生一个火，因为你的妈妈很冷。
So he built a fire.
所以呢，他就生了一个火。
And you stand in front of that fireplace, and you can warm your hands, and you feel very comfortable.
你如果站在壁炉前面，可以暖你的手，你就觉得非常的舒适。
Only one problem.
但是呢，有个问题。
The fire can go out.
那个火呢，会熄掉的。
And it gets cold again.
然后呢？就又会冷了。
And you have to keep putting wood on the fire.
所以呢，你要继续把那个木材加在火上。
Otherwise, you need to rekindle that fire from fresh.
不然的话呢，如果熄掉了，你就要重新点燃。
The same thing is true in our Christian life.
在我们的基督徒的生活命当中也是如此。
And I think one of the big things that the Church of Jesus has forgotten.Is our love for him.
那么有一件事，耶稣基督的教会忘掉的一件事，就是我们对他的爱。
What does it mean to be a Christian?
那么基督徒是做基督徒是什么意思呢？
It's a person that has a relationship and loves Jesus.
就是说，这个人呢是有一个与耶稣基督有一个关系，是一个爱他的关系。
That is what marks a Christian from anyone else in the world.
这就是基督徒和世界上任何人的不同之处。
I know this sounds so simple and so fundamental.
我知道非常的简单，非常的基础。
But basically, a Christian is one who has an ongoing relationship with the Savior, and he loves him.
那么基本上来讲，一个基督徒就是说他跟我们的救主有一个不断的关系，而且爱他。
Now we all know that God loves us.
我们都知道神爱我们。
He loves us very dearly.
他非常的爱我们。
Because he has given his son to give us eternal life.
因为他把他的儿子赐给我们，叫我们能够得永生。
We all know that.
我们都知道。
But today I'm not going to talk about God's love for us, but our love for him.
可是今天我不是要讲神对我们的爱，而是讲我们对神的爱。
Most Christians talk about their Christian life as something that God gives to them.
一般基督徒认为呢，神的爱就是说神给他们的东西。
How God loves them, wants to fulfill their hopes and their dreams and their ambitions.
那么神爱他们，所以至于神愿意满足他们的愿望、他们的梦想、他们一切的。想要的。
And if we have needs in our life, we want God to lift us up and get us out of trouble.
如果我们生命当中有需要的时候，我们希望神能够把我们救拔出来。
And then when we get into real need, then we pray and ask God to help us.
如果我们有真正的需要的时候，我们就向神祷告，求他帮助我们。
But you know, in reality, the Christian life is our loving Him.
但是呢，实际上来讲，这个基督徒的。生命呢，是我们爱神。
And it is how we can love him with our total person.
而且呢，是我们怎么样能够全人的去爱他。
It's committing our life to that one thing only, that is, I want to love God.
而是把我们的 全人摆上，就为了一件事，就是为了爱他。
That's what the Bible teaches us.
这就是圣经上的教导。
You know, God gave a lot of commandments in the Old Testament to the people of Israel.
神在那个旧约圣经上给了以色列人很多的诫命。
And at the end, he summarized all this by just one phrase.
然后呢，最后呢，他就用一句话来做一个总结。
He said, "Love the Lord with all your heart and soul and strength."
他就说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And in that, he summarized everything that is really important.
在那一句话里，他就把所有重要的都包括进去了。
Hundreds of years later, Jesus was asked a question by some of the Pharisees and some of the religious leaders.
那么几百年以后，有些法利赛人和那个犹太人的首领就来问耶稣个问题。
They asked him, "What's the greatest commandment?"
他们就问他，诫命当中哪一条是最大的
？And in the scripture we just read, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
我们刚读的圣经里，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
And then he said, "The second one is like unto it." He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
然后他又说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
All of our relationships are dependent on that first command to love God totally.
我们所有的诫命呢，都是对不起。都是啊，系于第一个，就说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And you know, if we don't love God like that,
你们知道，如果我们不是如此的爱神
，we can't love our neighbor.
我们就不能爱我们的邻舍。
All other relationships are dependent on that first relationship we have loving God.
所以，所有一切其他的关系都是基于第一条，就是怎么样爱神。
And if our relationship with God is right.
如果我们和神的关系是对的
，If we love him like we are to, like the scripture says, we should love him.
如果我们照着这个经文所讲的去爱他
，Then all of our other relationships in the family, in our homes, in our society, in the world, they'll also be right.
那么我们其他的关系在家庭里，在社会里，在这个世界上都是能够对。
So when we talk about spiritual growth,
所以当我们讲到灵命的成长
the important question is, how is my love relationship with God?
那么重要的就是说我和神的这个爱的关系是
How much do I love the Lord Jesus Christ?
我爱耶稣基督有多少
Is my love for him growing, or has the fire slowly gone out?
我对他的爱是继续在增长呢，还是说这个火是慢慢的熄了
？Do I love him more now than I've ever loved him before？
我现在爱他是不是比以前更多
？Or is your spiritual honeymoon over？
是不是你属灵的蜜月期已经过了
？Do you need rekindling？
你需不需要重燃
？God's word tells us.That the essence of our Christian life is not having the right theology, even though that is important.
神的话告诉我们，这个我们基督徒的灵命的重点不是要有正确的神学观，虽然呢那也是重要的。
It talks about the attitude of our heart is the most important thing.
这里说我们的心态是最重要的。
And that attitude of our heart must be one of Loving God unreservedly.
这里呢，就是说，我们爱神要义无保留的爱他。
In fact, Jesus said, "Whoever keeps my commands, he is the one that loves me."
那么，耶稣说啊，凡是遵守我诫命的，就是爱我的。
Now it's interesting that the last verse of the book of Ephesians says. Something about the subject.
那么以弗所书最后的一节经文就是讲到这一点。
It says, grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
他说凡是啊诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
How do you define a follower of the Lord Jesus?
我们怎么样定义啊谁是那个跟随耶稣基督的人？
By a person who has an undying love for the Savior.
对，就是这个是诚心爱我们救主的人。
That's what Scripture teaches.
这是圣经上的教导。
I read a report recently about an event that happened in Iraq.
我最近读到在关于伊拉克的一个报道。
All of us heard about ISIS, haven't we?
我们都有听过关于 ISIS 的事。
And they came into this Christian village in Iraq.
他们到了一个基督徒的乡村啊，在伊拉克的。
And they took the father of this one family along with his three teenagers.
他们就把一个家里那个父亲和他的三个啊青少年捉来。
And they said to the father, "We want you to renounce your Christian faith." And now become a Muslim.
他们就对父亲说：“我们要你否认你的基督信仰，要你成为一个回教徒。”
He says, "I cannot do that."
他说：“我不能这样做。”
And they said to him, "If you don't do it, here are your three teenagers. We will kill them."
他们就说：“如果你不这样做，你看你的三个青少年孩子，我们就把他们杀掉。”
Just say the words.
你只要一句话。
And their life will be spared.
然后他们的命就可以保留。
What would you do if you were in that situation?
如果你在这个情况之下，你会怎么做？
Either renounce your faith in Jesus Christ to save those teenagers.
你或者呢，就是否认你的信仰，可以救这三个孩子的命。
A terrible decision.
是一个非常难的决定。
What would I do? What would you do?
我会怎么做？你会怎么做？
And the father struggled.
那个父亲挣扎。
He loved Jesus.
他爱耶稣。
But he also loved his children.
但是他也爱他的孩子们。
Finally, he said, "All right, for their sake, I will become a Muslim."
最后他说：“好吧，为了他们的缘故。”我成为一个回教徒。
So they let him go.
他们就把他放了。
And then these same evil men turned to the three teenagers.
然后呢，这同样这帮邪恶的人就转向这三个孩子。
He said, "Do what your father did."
他说，照你父亲的样子去做。
They said, "We cannot."
他说，我们不能。
Jesus loves us.
耶稣爱我们。
We have loved him.
我们爱他。
He has never done us any harm.
他从来没有加害给我们。
They said, "If you don't, then we will cut your heads off."
他说，如果你们不这么做，我们就砍头。
And these three teenagers.
这三个青少年。
They said, "We will never give up our love for Jesus."
他说，我们永不放弃我们对耶稣的爱。
He has never let us down.
因为他从来没有放弃过我们。
And we will not.Deny him.
我们就不能否认他。
They killed him.
所以呢，他们就把这个三个年轻人杀了。
That is an example of loving him with an undying love.
这就是啊，怎么样一次诚心的爱他主。
You remember after the resurrection.
你记得在那个耶稣复活之后
，Jesus had a conversation with Peter。
耶稣和彼得有一番对话。
And Peter was the one that had denied Jesus three times。
彼得是那个否认耶稣三次的人。
And so when Jesus met him there by that lake, he said, "Peter, do you love me?"
所以耶稣在湖边 看到彼得的时候 就问他你爱我吗
Three times he asked him that question.
三次问他同样的问题。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗
See, when God looks at us, In response to what he has done for us, he is asking us that same question. Do you love me?
当神问我们这个问题的时候，是神问我们怎么样回应神的爱，所以他就问我们，你爱我吗？
And Peter answered three times, yes, I love you, Lord.
那么三次彼得都回答，是的，主，我爱你。
You know,The Ephesian Christians,
你们知道以弗所的信徒们
Paul had just said, you are blessed if you love the Lord Jesus.
那么保罗刚说 你们爱耶稣你们就是有福的
But a little bit later, Christ wrote a letter to them.
但是呢过了一阵以后、基督写了一封信给他们
We read that in the book of Revelation.
我们在启示录里可以读到
And in that letter, he praises the church of how, what a wonderful church it is.
那么在那信里呢，他就赞许这个教会。
They believe in the right things.
他们的信仰正确。
They do the right things.
他们做的事也对。
They stand strong even in terms of opposition.
在那个逼迫之下，他们仍然站立得稳。
And as we read the letter, we see that is a wonderful church.
所以呢，我们读这封书信的时候，我们说这是一个很好的教会。
I wish our church was like that.
我但愿我的教会也能这样。
Then Jesus says something else about the church.
但是呢，耶稣又讲了另外一回事。
I have something against you.
他说我有一件事。
What was it?
是什么事？
You have forsaken your first love.
你们把起初的爱心抛弃了。
You used to love me.
你以前是爱我的。
Now you don't love me anymore.
你现在不再爱我。
You do all the right things.
你做的所有的事都是
对的。You work hard.
你非常的努力。
You work in the church.
你在教会里做事。
You attend the meetings.
你也参加所有的聚会。
You teach in Sunday school.
你在主日学教学。
You do all the things that we say wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
你做所有我们认为是很好的事。
But you know you can do all these things, but not love the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，你知道你们可以做这许多的事，但是呢，却没有爱耶稣。
And there's only one thing that counts.
只有一件事是值
得的。Not what you do, but whether you love me.
不是你做的事，是你是不是爱我。
And so that's why I want to speak this morning on how do we love the Lord with.All of our soul, with all of our heart, with all of our mind.
所以今天早上我要讲的就是我们如何能够尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
And the more I started thinking about this passage, I said, Lord, teach me what it means how I can love you like that.
所以呢，当我研读这一段经文的时候，我就跟神说，请你教导我，让我知道我怎么那样能够更爱你。
Because I think all of us, as we read the scripture, we understand it, but we say, how do I practically do this?
我相信当我们读这一段经文的时候，我们说是我们懂得道理，但是呢，我们怎么样去行？
And as I've thought about this thing, I have incorporated that into my daily practice.
所以呢，当我思想这个的时候，我就把这些事呢，就放在我每一天生活的操练当中。
Every morning before I even get out of bed.
每天早上在我起床以前。
Every morning when I first wake up, this comes into my mind.
每天早上我一醒来，这个就进入我的脑中。
And I said, I, Lord, I want to love you with all of my soul and my heart and my mind.
我就说主啊，我要尽心尽性尽意爱你。
And I pray through that.
然后我就这样子的祷
告。And I want to just share with you how God has taught me in this.
所以呢，我要跟你们分享神在这方面给我的教导。
In order to love God with all of my soul, I need to have a thirsty soul for God.
如果我要尽心的爱神，我需要有一颗干渴的心。
If I want to love God with all of my heart,It can only be a pure heart.
如果我要尽心爱神，我的心必须是清洁的。
And if I want to love God with all of my mind, it's got to be a transformed, a changed, a renewed mind.
如果我要尽意爱我的神，我必须是要有一个更新心意更新而变化的心意。
Is your soul thirsty for God?
啊，你的心是不是有对神的干渴？
What is your soul?
你的心是什么样的？
It is basically the essence of your being.
这就是你这个人的最主要的。
And I thought of David, King David in the Old Testament.
我就想到旧约里的大卫王。
David, you know, before he ascended to be king, he had to flee from Saul.
你知道在大卫就王位以前呢，他必须要逃避扫罗。
And he spent much of his time in the Judean wilderness.
他在犹大的旷野里有很长的时间。
Now that Judean wilderness is a desert.
那么犹大的旷野呢是一个沙漠。
It gets very hot.
那里非常的热。
You get thirsty.
然后你到了那里就会非常的
渴。But there's no water there.
但是呢，那里是没有水的。
So it's a very difficult place to be.
所以呢，是一个很困难的地方。
I've been there several times.
我在那里去过几次。
But I've always been in an air-conditioned bus.
但是呢，我总是在一个有空调的旅行车里面。
A tourist bus.
是一个游客的旅行车。
Where you did not feel the heat.
那里啊，你不会感受到那个炎热。
And if you were thirsty, you could get a Coca-Cola or a bottle of water that was ice cold.
那么如果你口渴的话呢，你可以喝冰凉的水或者冰凉的可乐。
And you could look outside your window, you see a very dry and barren land.
那么你从那个汽车的窗子里，你会看到很干渴、非常枯干的地方。
David wrote Psalm 63.
在这里，大卫写了诗篇六十三篇。
That's a great psalm for you to read.
这是一篇很好的，你们需要读的诗篇。
And he writes in there, he says, "O Lord, you are my God. Early will I seek you."
他说，主啊，你是我的神，我这清晨要来寻求你的面。
He said, "My soul longs for you."
说我的心渴慕你。
My flesh cries out for you.
我的肉身也向你呼求。
In this barren place, in this desert where there is no water,
在这个干渴无水之地
，David was thirsting for water.
在这里呢，大卫啊是非常的干渴，需要水。
And he said, just as my body needs water.My soul also thirsts for the living God.
他说，像我的身体需要水一般，我的心呢，对神也是那样子的干渴。
I want to have thirst for God in my life.
我要愿意在我的心中对神有那样子的干渴的。
That's an emotional feeling in our lives.
这是在我们生命当中的一种感觉。
But many times we don't have it, do we?
但是很多时候我没有这样的感受。
And that's why we need to cry out to God, God, give me a thirsty soul.
所以呢，我们就要向神呼求，给我一颗这样干渴的心。
In fact, this is what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
那么耶稣在登山宝训就是这么说的。
He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
他说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Another occasion he said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
在别的地方他又说啊，凡是渴的人就可以到我这里来，我就赐给他们水。
And so when I wake up in the morning, I say, God, give me a thirsty soul this day.
所以我早上起来的时候，我就跟神说，让我今天有一个干渴的心。
So that I can love you with all of my soul.
以至于呢，我能够用我的全心来爱你。
Because if my soul is not thirsty, I cannot love him.
因为如果我的心不是干渴的话，我就不能爱他。
And even if you don't feel like it,
如果你没有这样子的感觉，
ask God to give it to you.
你就求神给你。
And you will discover.That when God is asked to give you a thirsty soul, He will answer your prayer.
你知道，如果你向神求一个这样子，对他干渴的心，他必定会给你。
Second thing he says, we must love him with all of our heart.
第二点，他说我们要全心的爱他。
How can I love God with all of my heart?
我们怎么样全心地爱他呢？
Jesus again says, gives us the answer to that.
耶稣呢又给了我们一个答复。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
他说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
See, if my heart is not clean,
如果我的心里不清洁的话，
I will never be able to love God with all of my heart.
我就不能够全心的爱神。
If there is unconfessed sin in our lives,
如果我们的生命当中呢有一些藏的有罪的话，
Our natural inclination is to turn our back on God.
我们的那个天性呢就是要躲避神。
We have no desire to meet with God.
我们呢就不想去见神。
We have no desire to love God.
我们也没有心呢要去爱他。
It can only come when our heart has been cleansed and we haveAsk God to forgive us our sin.
只有当我们求神饶恕，赦免我们的罪的时候啊，我们才能转向他。
So when I wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I want thirst in my soul.
所以当我早上醒来的时候，我就跟神说，我要有一颗干渴的心。
Secondly, I say, Lord, I want to love you with all of my heart.
然后我就说，神啊，我要全心的爱你。
Make my heart pure.
求你使我的心能够洁净。
And when I pray like that, you know what God does?
你知道当我这样祷告的时候，神就怎么做？
He will show me if there is anything that I have done that has been wrong for which I must ask forgiveness.
神就会让我看见我做的事有哪些是错的，但我必须要求赦免的。
God wants our hearts to be pure, be without sin.
神要我们的心是清洁的，是没有罪的。
My younger brother was a Christian, but his Christian experience was up and down.
我的弟弟呢是基督徒，可是他的这个基督徒的经历呢是起起伏伏的。
One day he came to me and he said, "Can you get me a new translation of the Bible? This old one, I don't understand it so well."
有一天他就来跟我讲，他说啊，你能不能给我一本新译本的圣经？因为这个旧的译本我看不太懂。
And so I did. I got him a new Bible.
所以呢，我就送了他一本新的圣经。
Before I handed it to him, I wrote something in the front.
在我给他以前呢，我在这个前面写了一些字。
And I wrote down this book.Will keep you from sin.
我说这本书呢，能够使你不犯罪。
If I pay attention to this book, he will protect us from sin.
如果啊，我注意看这本书的话，这本书就能够保守我不犯罪。
And then I added another line.
然后我又加了一句。
And sin will keep you from this book.
然后呢，我说罪会使你啊。躲避这本书。
See, if I have sin in my heart,
如果我心中有罪的话，
I have no interest in reading the Bible.
我就不会想要读圣经。
Because as I read the Bible, God will immediately convict me of my sin.
因为当我读圣经的时候，神就马上会指出我的罪来。
But if I have sin in my heart, I'll say, I don't want anything to do with the Bible.
如果我心里有罪的话，我就说我不要跟这个来。圣经有什么关系？
I don't want to do what God says.
我不要做神要我做的。
Because you know your fellowship with him has been broken.
因为啊，你跟他的关系已经断绝。
So when I wake up in the morning,
所以当我早上醒来的时候，
I say, God, I want to love you with all of my heart.
所以我就说，神啊，我要全心的爱你。
And God's Spirit will begin to convict me.
然后呢，圣灵啊就会来给我指责我的罪。
So I can make things right.
这样子呢，我就能够把我的关系放正。
And if I have a pure heart, then I can love him with all of my heart.
如果我有一颗清洁的心，我就能够全心的爱他。
So we need to have a thirsty soul and a pure heart.
所以我们需要有颗干渴的心，也有颗清洁的心。
And finally, he says.Love him with all of your mind.
那么最后他说你要尽意的爱神。
God wants our minds to be renewed.
神要我们的心意呢也能够更新。
Our mind has been filled with a lot of things of this world system in which we live.
我们的心思里面啊，是充满了这个世界里的这些思想。
And God says that thing that is in your mind that takes its cues from the world is something that needs to be changed.
那么神就说，这个在你的心意里面的这些东西啊，它都是从世界来的，这些啊需要更新。
And Paul, when he writes to the Romans in chapter 12, he says, I want you to surrender your bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
保罗在罗马书里说啊，我要你们就说将自己的身体献上。
But then he says, don't be conformed to think like this world things.
然后他又说，不要效法这个世界，跟他们的观念一样。
You cannot.Take your cues from the world, but you have to look at everything from God's perspective.
你们不能够随从世界，然后你们所有的事情要从神的观点来看。
He said the things that are in your mind often is this is what everybody else is doing, and therefore it must be right.
在你们的心意当中，你们会说哦，所有的人都这么做，这个呢一定是对的。
But God says, "Don't do that."
神说不要这么做。
Renew your mind.
你的心意要更新。
Look at everything from God's perspective.
所有的事都要从神的观点来看。
What would Jesus do?
耶稣会怎么样做？
What does the Scripture say we should do?
这个经文说我们该怎么做？
So renewal in our minds comes from our intake of the Word of God.
所以我们的心意能够更新，是要从神的话语来。
That's why I need to read the scriptures.
所以我们需要读神的话。
But I need to memorize scripture too.
但是呢，我们也需要背诵经文。
You know, when I first came to South Valley,
当我起先来南谷教会的时候，
we still had services over at South Hills.
那个时候我们在 South Hills 聚会。
There was one thing that really impressed me about this church.
有一件事呢，就是我非常喜欢的。
Because every Sunday morning they would have a verse of scripture on the board.
因为每天早上呢，在那个墙上有一节经文。
And the congregation would memorize that verse.
那么会众呢，就背诵那节经文。
Do you still remember that?
你们还记得吗？
Huh? How many of you remember that?
有多少人记得？
Oh, a few.The rest of you are new.
你们其他的都是新人。
But we have stopped doing that here, huh?
但是我们现在不再这么做了。
Do we know the whole book already?
我们是不是整本圣经都知道了？
No, we need to get the Word of God into our lives.
我们需要把神的话带到我们的生命当中。
Take that old stuff that's in our mind from this world, take it out.And replace it by truths from the scriptures, from the Word of God.
我们要把那些世界里的东西装在我们脑子里的，把它们丢掉，然后用圣经的话语来取代。
So when you run across a situation in your life,
所以当你在生命当中经历一些事的时候，
if there's a temptation that comes,
如果有一些试探，
if there's a problem that you face or somebody else brings to you,
如果呢你要面对一些别人给你的问题。
The first thought that should come into your mind is, what does the Bible have to say about it?
你的第一个思想应该是说，圣经怎么说？
That's how you renew your mind.
这就是你怎么样能够心意更新。
And that renewed mind will tell you, you've got to think the way God thinks.
这个更新的心意是跟神的看法是一样的。
Philippians we read,Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第二章说，让耶稣基督的心，以耶稣基督的心为心。
And when you have this renewed mind, then you can love God with all of your mind.
所以，当你有这个更新的心意的时候，你就能够尽意的爱主你的神。
So every morning before I get out of bed,
所以每天早上我起床以前
，I say, Lord, I want to have a thirsty soul.
我就说主啊，我也愿意有颗干渴的心。
I need to have a longing in my heart for you this day.
今天我愿意有一颗渴慕你的心。
I want to have a pure heart.
我要有一颗清洁的心。
Lord, if there's any sin that I've done, I want to confess it to you.
我说主啊，如果我有任何犯的罪，我愿意承认。
And protect me and my mind from putting into it wrong things.
求你保守我，不把那些不好的东西装到我的脑子里。
And let your word dwell in my mind.
愿你的话语住在我的心里面。
So that I can love you.
以至于我能够爱你。
Does love in your heart for Jesus need to be rekindled?
你心中对神的爱啊，是不是需要重燃？
I need it every day.
我每天都需要。
And I'm going to pray that God will also give you that heart's desire to love Him with all of your soul and heart and mind.
我要为你们祷告，愿你们有这样心意，愿意尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们为你的话语感谢你。
And grant, Lord, that our love for you might not wane or fade away, but increase day by day.
愿我们对你的爱啊，不会退减，不会冷淡，而是一天比一天更爱你。
And even though the love of many people will grow cold in the end,
虽然很多人的爱心会冷淡了。
Lord, grant that in this church, our love for you might become stronger and stronger.Each day.
愿主你在这个教会里赐给每一个人对你的爱心能够一天一天的更增长。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.